This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting another down start for our markets. The US markets ended flat, but Asian markets are under pressure. The Hang Seng, as we speak, is currently down close to about 300 points. Hawkish comments from Jerome Powell has pushed up the dollar index to levels of 105, which means the rupee could come under pressure yet again. Yesterday, it briefly breached the 79 mark against the dollar, finally ending at 78.97, so very close to that 79 mark. The Asian markets, as I said, are largely weakish. China's holding up, and that's because the factory activity for the month of June improved. The PMI data was a level above 50, which indicates growth, so that's supporting the Chinese markets. But Japan's industrial production has dipped 7.2% in the month of May. What about our own markets? One, as I said, the dollar index is higher, so that's not good news. Brent crude prices have eased. That on the sidelines is positive, but we've got the June expiry. In the June series so far, the Nifty is down 2.2%. The FIs and the DIIs, the outflow and inflow has been evenly matched. The FIs sold 851 crore in the cash market. The DIIs bought 847 crore. What will you track? The RBI is likely to release the financial stability report at about 5 p.m. The auto sales numbers are tomorrow, so maybe that could start impacting. Bandhan Bank, Jefferies, has released a report post their roadshow takeaways. They're saying that floods in Assam can impact business for Bandhan Bank for the next 3 to 4 weeks, and some restructured loans can slip, but Bandhan Bank says they're well provisioned. Wonderla Holidays has signed an agreement with Government of Odisha for leasing 50 acres of land for the development of an amusing park project in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Tata Motors, the Delhi government, has approved the induction of 1,500 electric buses. TVS Motors, Mint Report says they're looking to raise $300 million in their EV business. And Credit Access Grameen, India Ratings, has upgraded their rating on their long-term bank loans and their NCDs. So that is positive for Credit Access Grameen. Well, with that, I'm going to sign up. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Have a great trading session. This one is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.